Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 4, Mishnah 3. We saw previously in Mishnah Aleph, in the first Mishnah, that Gerim, converts, Avadim, servants that have been freed, Mamzerim, bastards, and Nesinim, Shtukim, Basufim, they're all permitted to marry one another. The Mishnah now will add and says the following, Kol Asurim, Lavei Bekal, any Jewish person that's prohibited from marrying into the Jewish community, Mutarm levoy zebozeh, is permitted to marry within one another. So mamzerim, nesinim, shtukim, basufim, etc., etc., those are permitted to marry one another. And similarly, a ger, a convert from the Ammonim or Moavim, they're permitted as well to marry a mamzer, a nasin, a sufi, etc., etc. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's prohibited because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a ger, a convert, is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, cannot marry a female that's a mamzeres, that's a bastard. Nevertheless, he does agree by the ger Ammon Yumayavi, a convert from the nation of Ammon and Moab, which is prohibited to marry to the Jewish people. And since he's prohibited to marry to the Jewish people, he is mutter in a mamzeres or in a sina, shtuki, or sufi, the different cases that we had in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar says, vadon mutter, a one that's certainly confirmed, a mamzer, confirmed a nazir, then the halacha is, they're prohibited. So a mamzer can marry mamzeres, etc., etc. Vadam b'sveikon, however, if you have someone that's definitely a mamzer, definitely a bastard, they are prohibited to marrying a shtukis or a sufis, which you had in the previous Mishnah, which are people who were unsure about their lineage, who sveikon b'vadon, or for example, or shtuki or sufi, can't marry a mamzeres and nesina, female mamzer, a female nesina. Usveikon besveikon, and also sveikon besveikon, shtuki and nasufi, etc., etc. None of them can marry one another. Usar, says the Mishnah, because you're not sure if they're 100% this tainted person. And if they're not, then they can't marry the person that's tainted. Veil and asveikas, these are the three genres of sveikas, of people who have doubtful lineage. Shtuki, asufi, vikusi, shtuki. Again, we saw somebody who, when he asks his mother, where's dad? She says, shh. A Sufi is somebody who just was gathered in from the marketplace. We don't know who his parents are. And a Kusi, which was a nation of the Shomronim, the Samaritans, they also are considered halachically questionable to marry because they didn't know the halachas of Gittin and Kedushin properly, and therefore they're also considered a Suffolk, somebody who are not sure about the status of their lineage. Let's see one more Mishnah 4. Hanoise Isha Kohenis. If a Kohen comes to marry a Kohenis, a female Kohen, Sarich livdok acharea arba imois. He has to look back in her lineage four mothers to make sure that none of them are psulis, none of them are invalid, none of them have some type of tainting in their lineage. As we'll see in the Mishnah, Shehein Shemaina, these four are really eight, which means to say the following. Ima, he has to check this girl's mother. Ve'aim ima, her mother's mother. Ve'aim avi ima, and the mother of her father's mother, ve'ima, and her mother, ve'ema via ve'ima, the mother of her father and her mother, ve'ema via ve'ima, and the mother of her father's father and her father. So you have to check all the different generations. Now it's interesting, you only make her check in the mother's side, matrilineally, but not patrilineally. And the Gemara says, because somebody has some type of blemish, some kind of they're tainted somewhat in their lineage, and they're a male. The men talk about it, and therefore it would be something that would be known. Concludes the Mishnah: Levi of Yisraelis, a kohen that comes to marry the daughter of a lady, the daughter of Israel. Maisifin aleihen oid achas, we add one additional generation. So, for example, you have to check her mother, her mother's mother, and her mother's mother's mother. So it's one more generation up to assure that there is no type of disqualification, there isn't any type of stain in their lineage. Wishing you a beautiful, magnificent, warm, and restful Shabbos.